Hello, everybody. Welcome to News for the Soul. This is Daniel Brinkley.
This is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Okay, everybody, take a deep breath. We know that we choose to come to this world, and we're chosen to come to this world, and we've come for breath. We breathe in for ourselves and out for spiritual unfoldment. And as we breathe these moments, let's open up our heart and open up our souls, and let the true awareness of News for the Soul make its impact now and forever.
Good afternoon, good evening, welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting. I don't know what that means, but apparently we've got a new tagline for the show, from the uplifting to the unexplained. It's been one of those days, but that's good, apparently, and we're going to find more about that, and we're going to open the lines, and it's time to dust off the helmet and goggles, because Carrie O'Connor's here. We're going to open up the lines, and you're going to find out just for yourself, the lucky few that will get through on those lines this hour, why I say get the goggles and helmet out. CarrieO'Connor.com is the website. She's here now. Welcome back, Carrie, to News for the Soul.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm terribly interesting. How are you?
I'm the same. It's wonderful to be back on the show. It's always wonderful when we get to catch up and explore the inners and outers of what's going on in the world today.
I love it because, you know, I get so many validating signs when we touch base, and it's not like we have, you know, we're two crazy busy people.
Right.
We never really have a chance to touch base in between
right.
the shows that we do.
Right.
You know, the things that I've been sensing with energy and the
mm-hmm.
listeners have been emailing about are the
right.
things that you talk about when you come back on. It's just so cool how we're all kind of plugged in like this,
right.
you know, invisible network or something. So
yes.
I always, and though I know the listeners are always excited when you come back on the show, so thank you so much for being here again.
Well, thank you. I love coming on. I love, and you said that a real important thing is during this time, it's really important for us to reach out and call somebody or touch somebody or connect, understand mm-hmm. our connection, because we are so connected that it helps us stay more balanced when we're going through this real humongous leap in our evolutionary process. So,
well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, things
mm-hmm.
are tipsy-turvy, topsy-turvy crazy right now. And
yeah.
first, I know when I feel it, you know, the first thing I do is go into a bit of isolation mode thinking,
yeah.
you know, feeling really alone, like I'm kind of,
yeah.
you know, off. And so I have to kind of, you know, go off and fix myself
yeah.
or something and figure
yeah.
out what's wrong, as opposed to realizing we're all feeling like that, you know, on
exactly.
some level.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, Nicole, sometimes people, because I do the same thing you do, you and I have similar moons, which represents the emotions and how we deal with some emotion stuff. And sometimes, and we're very empathic, so sometimes it's overload where I have to go in and kind of recalibrate my energy before I go out again. But there is a real part where it was really fascinating because the guides were saying to me this past week, so it always it's perfect timing with you, I do this downloading, we all do, daily, but they really tuned into what they want me to share with the people of considering ourselves really one-third of our energy field connected with another person. So when I said one-third, that's quite the number. One-third of us are overlapping another individual, and they're saying this that on purpose for, first of all, to get our attention, if we think one-third of our energy merging, not grabbing energy, not sucking off of each other, an overlapping for us to understand begin to understand how we're interconnected. Quantum physics has shown and how much we're connected, string theory, the web, the cosmic lattice. We have all these different words that show our connection. And when I like that the council has me teach in simple terms because it doesn't have to go over anybody's head. When we think of one third of us being interconnected with the whole humanity, it is really important for us to realize when we could feel so confused or feel very alone that it's impossible for us to be alone when you think of one third of us is totally connected with each other. In that time when we want to kind of pull in, that it's okay for us to pull in, knowing that we are in shamanism they call it holding space. I love to think of it as, you know, those candles that they have, the circle of friends. I always like to say where everyone's holding hands, and in the middle you put the candle, and sometimes they have all different kind of, they'll have an Indian and an angel and a Buddhist and a monk and a priest, and I love to have that image of us in the middle, all the people, guides and family members, and these are live people too, holding hands around us and holding space for us as we are expanding and evolving and stepping into our mastery, our homoluminous bodies. We're all spiritual beings, have the human experience, and Nicole, that's what we're waking up to. A lot of times I think people thought that metaphysical people were the spiritual beings having a human experience, and now we're really waking up to everybody, and that includes the guy that's swearing, kicking the tires and thinking, when am I going to get over this life and life sucks and then you die, that kind of thing. But they're also spiritual beings having a human experience, and so as we're starting to realize this and shine our light, we're that place where we're all connected, we're truly helping the other people see who they really are, and there's always a giving and receiving, so it reminds us of who we are when we're having one of those bad hair days when you're saying, you've got to be kidding, I can't believe this has come up in my face again. So it's a wonderful time to be alive.
It's bizarre. A lot of old stuff coming up for people lately, isn't it? It's just kind of huge themes. And yet that whole thing of that separateness of, you know, the consciousness movement and then the you know, mainstream, it's like those lines are all kind of smudged now. Interesting.
And you know what's really fascinating, Nicole, is what I'm seeing is within the metaphysical conscious movement, lines that are want to separate and seem separate with it. Like, let's take money for an example. I was having conversations with several friends of mine that when I look in their energy fields, they have many, many, many vows of poverty and of celibacy. And so if we've taken vows of poverty and celibacy that in past lives and we don't work on releasing those vows and claiming that we're releasing the charge from the vows, we in this life can experience problems with money and really think. I've had a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, say to me straight out when I was talking something about Mother Teresa and that she drove in a private jet to get from one place to another, and and was connected to, I forget, some very wealthy individual that allowed her these luxuries, and that she had a press agent and whatever. And she was shocked. She's like, I can't believe this, because she totally separated that anything with spirituality, making money, having any kind of comforts, that you have to suffer if you're a good spiritual person. And that is just, that's not the, when we go back to one mind, one heart, one universal energy force, there's no separation, and that also includes money. That doesn't have it, that's separate. That's about separation and about suffering, to think that by having money or abundance, that we could have abundance of love, of light, and sharing that abundance with everybody else. But if you're metaphysical, it better not be abundance of money, because then that makes you not a holy person. And so it's amazing. It's amazing.
We've got a weird program around that. Oh, they're just in it for money. Well, it costs money to be providing, you know, services. Why the heck should people be, you know,
yes,
going through suffering to...
Right.
That's not empowering. That's not the least
exactly
bit spiritual, you know?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what it goes back into, as far as I was having this conversation with this woman, and she has a friend that has condos, and they were doing this whole revitalizing this whole town, and da-da-da. And I said, what is the difference between what she's doing, and as far as she's building up a place, and what is the difference between a spiritual person shedding, spreading, and sharing the knowledge and doing the place? Because the titles, that's separation, and that's and any kind of separation is separating and dividing within our energy field. And so and yeah, there's a real thing as far as abundance coming up now, as far as where people, what I keep on seeing, when people really hold it strong in their energy field, that they, when you look in their energy field, they have a lot of vows connecting to past life of poverty and of celibacy. And also that they have a thing of, they might not like how their life is going right now, so it's better them to, it's like they're a little finger pointing, because they don't want to look at, if they're not having abundance and somebody else could be seeming to have abundance and having flow come in their life, then they could kind of say, well, you're not as holy as me, because I have, I might not have abundance, but I have peace. You know what I mean? It's just like it's their shadow side. What it comes down to is, it's the shadow side. It's not the light side. Because what I say to people, and you know who shows me this, is Jesus is one of the funniest people I've ever met. I've known him, called on him since I was a very young child, being raised Catholic and coming from alcoholism. It was a blessing in disguise, because when my parents were too wasted, to be honest, to answer me, that I called on Jesus. And so he would always come in, and he was always always there kind of person. And so what he also taught me was, when he showed me this one example, when I was having a struggle in my heart from knowing that my time was done with a person, and then as far as healing, they went as far as they were going to do, and if I continued, it was getting into a codependency struggle there. So he showed me that he showed up with think of the apostles going to a group of people, and imagine, and he showed me this whole view. It looked like I was watching a movie, and this really happened. So all the apostles were here. Think of people gathering, thousands of people gathering. He looked at the apostles in the middle of the night and said, okay, gather our stuff, our work is done here. All the apostles looked at him and said, but the people, here are the people. You could hear moaning, you could hear people traveling, people crying on the outside, everyone being excited about what's happening the next day as far as Jesus blessing the people. And he said, our work is done here. Gather your stuff. And so he showed me, he gathered his stuff and he walked, and Nicole, he did not turn around, he did not look, he did not say, oh, the poor starving people or the poor blind people. And that next day, those people, what he did was he set the miracles already, because he was a master at knowing time. He's a master at knowing, setting the grids, and people did experience miracles without him physically being there, because that's one of the things that made him a master, that he knew how to hold energy grids, and those that believed allowed the miracles to happen received miracles. Those that held separation and in their hearts that it had, this is the way it has to be, and it can't, and it has to be this way, this way, this way, might not have experienced a miracle. But one thing that he showed me, which was so important as a healer, that he did not turn around and say, oh gosh, a master, and as we are learning to hold those master postures, when we're coming from our heart, we don't have, a master does not wonder, oh, should I stay a little bit longer, when they know their work is done there, so it's time for them to move on, and they don't question themselves. That's what we are stepping into remembering. If we're coming from our heart and we're doing the best job that we can, coming from our heart, and we know that that's where, that's our intention, to heal, to light, to illuminate, to light somebody else's energetic fire, to attune them to the light, then we don't have to wonder or worry. Our work is done there, and then we go on to the next group of people. And that was a very powerful life vision that he showed me, and it was because that it was all about not second guessing ourselves, not going back, not, it's a balance. It's the job of the healed healer, not the wounded healer. The wounded healer would have gone on and had to keep on healing the people and touching the people, because that's a wounded healer, and not standing in our power and saying, my work is done here, and knowing that he already committed the many, many miracles. He already made that many miracles happen. So that was fascinating. That wasn't that long ago. And I am reminded of that whenever I could feel my energy getting pulled. I love it.
Yeah.
The miracle's already done.
I mean, that's what it's about, not disempowering.
Exactly.
You know, people, by keeping everyone stuck in a disempowered state. So
exactly.
It makes so much sense. I know, and it's just part of our programming that we've got to shed off.
Mm-hmm.
But having said that, I'm realizing I could talk to you for hours. And of
I know,
course, we don't want to eat up the whole hour because we've got callers already calling in. I just want to do a quick recap. Basically, at the beginning of the show, if you haven't heard the readings with Carrie O'Connor on News for the Soul, there's a bunch there of previous shows, and the reason I always start out with the helmet and goggles bit is I am very serious. That was my direct experience with Carrie. Unsuspectingly, gosh, when was that? About a year and a half ago, I had her do a mini reading, I pre-select people very carefully, especially in the reading department on News for the Soul. And, you know, I've always had very interesting experiences with that, but holy crap. I just completely got blown away, goggles and a helmet, with the power of the energy, and just totally took me from a, well, that was interesting, or that was beneficial for, you know, kind of inside us to where I am today, typical space, to holy cow, we really are infinite beings, and all the things I talk about on News for the Soul are totally real. Like from a non-conceptual, you know, very knowing place. And that was very powerful, and the energy that comes through you, Carrie, when you're doing this is powerful. So, you know, I'm metaphorically suggesting goggles and a helmet, kind of. So just be prepared. On that note, just very briefly, I had to ask you, because the first time you did that with me, you picked up on a strange adoptive family member, parent figure who had passed, who nobody knew about. Mm-hmm. And I have not felt him around for, you know, quite some time, but 2 days ago I felt him urgently trying to get some sort of message to me. And I was wondering if you could very briefly, you know, take a moment and see if he's still hovering around here.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the first place he went to was kicking the tires of your car and going to the right side of the car when I'm standing there, and I want to go to the right side of the tires and kicking it, like, to see if there's airs, and it feels like the so think of the car representing our vehicles, right? And so think of when he's the right side of the male energy, and kicking the tires is like making sure and offering support of the vehicles, because think of the tires represent taking off, Nicole, right? And so he's coming in, and it's actually interesting because he's showing me the more we our light, let's go to the 100-watt light bulb to the 1,000-watt light bulb, the more we illuminate our light, the more our lineage, and even if it was a stepfather, foster father, there's still of opportunity opportunity for them to, they're still connected in that one thing if one third of us are connected, right? And so there's a part that, especially when it was an abusive, not light exchange, there's a part where he is comes up from the back and in part of the message is making sure, letting me know that he's checking out all the tires under the hood, and it's, again, more of your business, where you're going business-wise and giving you that support, but also very mindful of being respectful of your boundaries, because then he steps off to the side. He wants to give you a red sports car, and it looks like a Porsche convertible. When I see that, it's not about the cost, but part of it is about the cost, because it goes back to self-esteem, self-worth. He wants to let you know that he's proud of you. He also is handing the torch to a daughter, so I don't know if and he throws her keys, too, so I don't know if there's a daughter getting ready, because he showed me my Taylor, and even though she's 15 and a half, she's counting the days to start to get to her, like she wants to learn to drive, and she's taking little lessons from my friends and stuff like that. So it's like he wants to recognize that as far as her physically driving, but also it goes to more of her being in your driver's seat as far as following your footsteps, Nicole, and she already can be in both of them, but one is shining more, and it could be just in the age of having similar gifts that you have, multitasking, multi-talented, and so you're breaking any kind of generational patterns, and he brings in keep on going, good job, and he also wants credit for bringing in different people, synchronistic people, so it's kind of interesting because it's part of his, think of it as his payback to you for not supporting you here, not seeing who you were here. And so that's his thing. He also, pay attention, it's interesting, he's giving you owl medicine. I'd look up owl medicine in Andrew's TED speak, but it keeps on kicking that front tire. And then I keep on going down to make sure that your tires have, did you just change tires, or why am I going to your car?
I just fixed my brakes.
Okay, there we go. Or was it something with the right brakes, front brake?
Yeah, it was the right front brake.
Okay, all right. When he's going, Yep, and then when he wants to let you know that he is, so think of it as helpful with that as far as where he comes in, as far as being in your corner, a lot more helpful than when he was here. Like he wasn't helpful at all here, if anything, destructive. So think of that. Miracles can happen when we don't have a split mind, and so part of his thing is like he's reached another level of I'm whole. When I they point to the mind, especially when I go down to the deep subconscious, that he's really reached another level. And again, I always pay attention, especially those that were tough on us here and abusive, that when they're very respectful of our boundaries. And when I see that, that means to me that they really are holding the light. So it's like their greatest job that they could do is to be of service of us, and especially because you're really taking off on a new level, and he wants to recognize pride. And also, when it comes into the next 2 weeks, the 222s, he just keeps on thinking of. Think of when you go on a new trip that you check out all the ins and outs of the oil and the cars and all the other stuff. And so think of that. The right, having repair, the right front brakes are really symbolic of old, ancient stuff that you're getting rid of. Ancient, old stuff, even involving past lives. And so he wants to see that it's all, you know, all in order. And actually, it's interesting, even past life involving him. That's fascinating. Hmm. Makes sense, though.
Interesting. Yeah, now that he's dead, we get along pretty good.
Yes, there you go. Sometimes those are the best relationships.
Oh, boy.
Because they can see the other side, and they're saying, oh, my gosh, I can see you now clearly in here. I want to be of service. And even think of it as what the guides show me. It's like it's sometimes I would almost see it because I was raised so Catholic that it's like their penance that they have to come and work with us. But it's not that at all. That was my Catholicism glasses getting free. Doing my perception change. It's much more, it's their honor to do that. Because when we go back to what we were talking before of one third of us all connected, that they're invested because right now, our evolutionary stuff, we're the biggest show in town right now as far as the whole universe. So they are invested also in our growth here. So especially when people Nicole didn't hold, or what he's saying, Nicole, is that you were a beautiful light in front of him that he could have learned a lot of lessons from, and it went right over his head to do deep cellular healing within himself. It was right in front of you, like out of the mouth of babes. You know how, I mean, my children are my biggest lessons, and when I see how much they've helped me do some real healing with my own lineage, it's just, it's amazing, like profound healing. And then I said, my daughter's bunions, which she started 7 years old when I was getting divorced, and she overnight, I swear to God, she had bunions. Her grandmother on her father's side and mom's side had bunions, but we were able to, they disappeared, Nicole. Bunions disappeared. That's bone. And
wow.
So the more we looked at the lineage pattern, seeing what they represented, and also worked on past life connections with me and her dad that were on the great side and not on the great side, including she remembered her past life she had with her dad where her feet were bound. When we looked at that, her bunions literally disappeared. Actually, her cranial sacral person took pictures of it because she couldn't believe how fast the bone disappeared. So this is where, when we step into this miraculous time, we're at the how exciting for us to see, expect miracles, get miracles, and miracles come from like the unsplit mind. And so any kind of split is a division, is a belief in separation. And so if we believe in that separation, then we see everything split. So here we're in this huge acceleration process where we were talking earlier before we went on air about it's like Mercury's out of retrograde, and we're much more sensitive to the planetary actions, but we can't stop living life because Mercury's in retrograde, but we could also recognize that. How do we work in communion with the universe? And so what I keep on seeing is, especially with this over the next 2 months, that we are really realizing that we are in one Earth, and that everybody matters here. And think of the fires in California, and then the drought. If you were looking from the planet, from the moon, you would see a planet that is abundant with water, and fire for thousands and thousands of years have been used for purification. So then it goes into, what are we going to think of investing? Are we going to invest that we're going through this purification time of abundance, and what can we do every single second of our day to step out of the fear? When our body wants to go into fear, we contract. When we contract, then like attracts like, and then we get into the awful awfuls. Or do we start being proactive instead of reactive and take those steps to break out of anywhere that splits and cuts us off from our mastery? And as soon as we start doing that, that's what the father's saying. There was a major, over the hump. And really, when we think about it, Nicole, what the counselor said to me, we've done them matriarchal, patriarchal, those vertical lines for hundreds of thousands of years. Think of Lemurian, Atlantean, if that's too far from you, think of Jesus times for that. So that's 2,000 years that in our energy fields that we're used to looking up, oh, Father, Mother, please, praying up and out of our body. Now we're opening up those horizontal grids in our energy fields, and those horizontal grids allow us to stay more in the driver's seat and open up to our greatness, our grandness, and our mastery, which every single master has said this since the beginning of time. You can do this too and more. Every single one. There's not one that has said that. And that's all of us. And so we're really waking up to our mastery and remembering to lighten up and having a good time about it. So there's a real part where there seems to be like a split in over the next 2 months. And a lot of people are feeling split, feeling soul tired, feeling really alone, feeling all of those things. And it's not to feel those things and not to ignore those things. It's to say, this is what I'm experiencing right now. But it allows us, when we step into that mastery seat, where we hold much of a posture of being an observer instead of feeling like we're getting like a leaf is what I see on a river, and that we have no control over this. We're just getting bashed from one side to another. Instead of thinking, you know what, I like to think of it that we're all being invited to think of that we're in the beginning, like boats, that the woman is in the front of it. There's a head of it. Her arms are the part of the boat, and the heart is open, and that's what we're stepping into. So the water represents emotions, and so it doesn't mean that things won't happen to us, because that's part of life. We could have deaths, we could have people come in our lives, people go out of our lives, but we're able to hold it in much more of a proactive posture, where going back to the fire, as we go back into I'm going to invest into holding the posture of abundance, and abundance of water, and abundance of this purifying within ourself, which reflects and reminds other people to hold that posture instead of going back into fear and separation. It's a huge thing. We're all bridgers. We're being stepped into being the bridge.
Wow.
Especially you. You're really in that place there.
Oh, I'm feeling it. Big
oh,
time.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm so grateful that we have people like you to talk to so we can kind of, you know, sort it all out. But you know what? We got to have longer shows when you're on.
Mm-hmm.
We've already zipped through the first half of the hour. I'm not even going to give out the numbers right now. I'm just going to bring on the first caller because I think she's been holding for about half an hour. So why don't we do that? And if I have a chance, I'll give out the call-in numbers. If there's time between callers, good luck with that. Okay, so have we got somebody on the line right now?
Hi, yes, you do.
Yay, hello. What's your name and where
Hi.
Are you calling from?
My name is Brenda, and I spoke with you, Carrie, about a year ago. And what you had mentioned to me online here was absolutely spot on, bang on. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what the blessed higher realms have for words of wisdom for me as I carry forward in my work as a bridger. I'm a registered nurse, and I teach nurses training, and I also teach energy healing along with the traditional medicine.
Good, good. And actually, just what I was talking about, the whole thing that Nicole and I were talking about for the first half of the show, Brenda, that's where I'm seeing that you're doing the same exact thing that's yours. And especially the image of when I was talking about Jesus being able to walk away and not look back, I'm seeing that it's important for you're holding the healer hat. And especially, Brenda, over the next 2 to 3 months, I'm seeing a lot of people being like moths to a fire, being brought to your light, and so, and that they can use that word of wisdom or the way that you could remind them, because a lot of people, you're in the healing modality, and a lot of people are stepping into bridging the wounded healer to the healed healer, and a lot of people come in with the healing with they really are coming from their hearts. They're natural healers. They have been for many, many lifetimes, but it's so important for them to hold the posture of the healed healer, and so that's what I'm seeing, especially for you over the next 2 to 3 months, 2 to 3 weeks, to the 222s. The ladies are coming in, and actually I love when I see the blue ladies coming in, because that's the Mary Magdalene, Divine Mother Quinn, the Kuan Yin, the Virgin Mother, but Mary Magdalene in particular, and bringing in to, like, you've stepped into this, really your energy is turning crystalline, like the blue crystal kids, because that's where our energy is shifting. They're here, and they have a higher vibration. That's what your energy is doing, Brenda. And what I keep on seeing you doing is your word is spreading very far, but really I see with your inner circle, your people, I'm seeing a shuffling deck. So when I see that, that means you're rearranging those people in your inner circle, and that's it's good for you, because we need to make sure, especially over the next 2 months, that those that are reflecting back to you, your, I call it the king or queendom, Brenda, because there's the whole female lineage wants to, actually it's interesting, it's fascinating, I feel like I'm in Greece, and that there's a whole parade for you, and they have, actually it's men carrying you down the street, and they're actually very attractive men, so if you get invited to a parade and you're the belle of the ball, go for it, because there's a celebration here that I know has happened in past lives, and you know what's fascinating? Past lives, when you think about it, are they're just in another dimension, so they're happening right now. So you are very much empowered. You are very much honored. And so take that seat of honor, because part of a healed healer is that a lot of times we say, oh, thank you very much, and then we're on to the next thing, instead of it's really important for us to take that energy in of receiving. So, Brenda, that's your job as far as taking the energy into the receiving of your heart. Also, again, over the next 2 months, I'm seeing a part of you really helping, and have you noticed that people are feeling really soul tired? It's not even tired, it's soul tired. And also, are you doing teleclasses too?
Pardon?
Are you doing teleclasses?
Look
into doing teleclasses.
No, not yet, but I participate in a lot of teleclasses from other healing modalities.
Okay, because I see that as over the next 2 months, 222s, that the next 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 years, and this goes over the next 2 years, I'm seeing by April of March, April, February, March, April, that you're doing your own teleclass, especially when it comes into as far as I keep on seeing, like the crying, the wounded healer. Just think of that whole conversation that Nicole and I had in the beginning of the show. It goes out to many of you that have been that are listening right now. But Brenda, it's like think of that you were that part of this information goes all to you. So and also especially when it gets into as far as February, of you saying, oh my gosh, this could really be a wonderful teleclass. And teleclasses are great because people could be around the world and people dial in, and it's and if you need information, email my office at union1111@yahoo.com, and I'll tell you how to hook it up to make it very easy. It's a lot easier than you think it is, because that's where you're bridging the people, and especially those people that are right at the corner of turning into the healed healer, and you're a huge bridger with that. So and also they keep on wanting to give you so like they're giving you carnations and giving you roses and gardenias and take the smells in, but really take in the smell. We're part of, do you notice, Brenda, where part of your energy is where you accomplish something, you're off to do something else?
Yes.
Do you notice that within yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I do that myself, and then I notice that my guides will sit me down, and even if it's just like for 2 seconds that I just take it in, it's okay for you, Carrie, to take it in. And so I'm saying the same thing to you, because it's okay for you to take in, to recognize what you accomplished. It doesn't mean that you're going to get a big head or anything like that. Part of your thing, Brenda, is that it's so important for you to take in, especially in the heart and thymus, because you're going to be a busier lady is what they're showing me, and it's like going up to another level. It's like you're upping the ante for yourself and all those around you, and also I keep on seeing attracting people from further than you would ever expect, and also that brings you down to teleclasses and also more media articles in the paper and the internet, and even finding aspects of being asked to do on, are you doing radio shows yet?
No, I'm not. But
being
asked what?
To speak,
really,
and bridge and radio shows, all of them, they're prepping you for this. And the world, Brenda, is really starting to. When I see it, it's like E.F. Hutton ears, right, where they're ready to listen. And it's the right ear is what they're showing me. So the right ear represents to me the male body. It means to take action. So for those people that were kind of teetering off the fences, they're over the next 2 years, and especially, next 2 months, and especially 208 in the next 3 years. Actually, there's a real push of people that have been the bridge. The fence sitters are really getting pushed. Do something. You have to do something. Merge, urge. It's like this real push from their self is what it is. Their higher self is saying, hey, you've been kind of sliding with this. Now it's time for you to take action. So, and they are going to be drawn to the light workers, the people that are anchors, the people that are holding the light. And that's where I see opportunities for you to talk on people's show, educating people. They fall into your lap. Take those opportunities, because one opens the door to another and to another, and it could surprise you. But also the beautiful thing of internet and the radio is that you can do it out of your home. It doesn't have to mean a lot of traveling and upset schedule. So it's all in balance. So say yes, and the universe is saying back to you, and also taking in the energy in the thymus. Good job.
Well, thank you.
Pay attention to seeing this
math
number. 222-222 is all about the seeds that you're planting. 10-10-11-11-12-12. Okay, Brenda?
Okay, fantastic. Thank you. I'm so ready and so willing to take the ride.
Absolutely, and you well deserve it, and that's why they're saying visualize that you in that parade, because that's happening right now. And so take that in, take it into your root chakra, your tail chakra, right in that tailbone, right in the coccyx, because you're doing a lot of anchoring into the earth differently, especially since August. Okay, good job.
Thanks for calling, Brenda.
Thanks.
And hopefully you can hear me okay, Carrie. I just blew out my handset. There's a lot of energy going on in this office right now. Holy smokes. But, goggles and a helmet. There you go. You see why. I love how you don't really prompt for feedback. You just kind of let it rip.
Right.
And I guess she had a spot-on reading with you here a year ago, so that was a satisfied customer as well.
Yes, so, it is.
Let's see. I wonder if I have time to give out these numbers. I want to let everybody know, too, if you don't make it on this show, no, I don't have time to give them out. That's okay. We don't need to. Next Monday, Carrie's back on with us. So if you don't get through today, don't give up and don't send me any more angry email that I've been getting for the last few minutes going, I'm never going to get through. Relax. Next Monday, we'll get her back on live and we'll do this again, okay? So, hi, who have we got on the line right now?
Hi, my name is Jay.
Hi, Jay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio. Do you have a question for Carrie?
Oh, I do. It's been an interesting year, but I think my question is, the last reading I had, which was not on this program, I was told that there was an angel near one of my chakras, and I wanted to ask about that.
Okay. All right. Jay, also, is your dad in spirit?
Yes.
Jay, who's the father that crosses over to you? That's father, father-in-law, somebody like a father, godfather, because, and they're also showing me Charlie, and they're also showing me Ray Charles, so pay attention to the name Raymond and Charles, Charlie, and think about it later if it doesn't make sense. And also, it doesn't have to be a dead person, because they could, but the grandfather paternal wants to talk about the dad that crosses over in spirit, and it doesn't mean anybody's dying now, so if your father's alive, it doesn't mean that he's dying. He could have had a brother that crossed over that you didn't meet, but they want to, they're pointing, especially, they're moving from the third chakra into the throat chakra, and they're giving you, actually, they have an angel going to a male angel is handing the mic over to a female energy, and they're showing me Mother Teresa, and then Mother Teresa is turning into this very light blue, and it's actually a lot of blue ladies today, but it's the divine feminine energy. And so think of the blue ladies as Kuan Yin, Virgin Mary, Mary Magdalene, that there's, they can have many different faces, but it doesn't mean that there's, think of that, that the blue energy is about speaking up. It's about throat chakra. It's melding this, the male and female energy to allow you to speak up. Also, your root chakra is doing a lot of work, and it's a very deep purple, and we usually think root chakra as red. That is not the way it is. Everyone's chakras are different colors, and it depends on what level you're looking at. So think of Jay having the biggest thing for you is to connect and to open up and to speak or talk and think. If when we're thinking, we're calling them in, and so you're very clear cognitive, so part of you is plugging into that clear knowing part, and also have a routine where you, like, where you brush your teeth, put post-its, where you connect with your angels, because we have more than just one angel. We have got thousands of angels around us. Where I call in and they say, you know what, you could call in millions. I say, hey, yeah, well, we could call in millions. I call in millions for myself and millions for all the people in the world, because they're there for our, for us too. They want to help us. And so some people think that, well, I only can handle one at a time. That's fine, because they think of them as stepping up to help us. So I'm seeing that the grandfather, the paternal grandfather, wants to recognize the men, because you're clearing out male lineage, and really especially the theme of the men that they could get into the coulda, shoulda, woulda. So when I hear that their thought forms could have blocked them from opportunities of job changes, of moving ahead of life, where they could have overthink things and then kind of stayed with what's comfortable. That goes up to the throat chakras. The ladies are bringing in nurturing, and really a lot of different traditions talk about the biggest, the 13 inches from the head and the heart are the longest inches that we ever have to go through in life, and that's what you're merging, the angels, the male and the female angels, grandfather and the blue lady that comes in like Mother Teresa energy. She's helping, and he's helping make those inches get very, very smaller, which is going to allow you to use your voice more and to expand and really feel like you have a right to, like, think about a big amplifier out of your throat. And so I would sing in the shower, talk, laugh, just really do a lot of voice stuff. Go la 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 la, even saying wee or yip 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 wee. All of that is opening up all the chakras. And if you don't feel comfortable doing it in front of people, then don't do it in front of people. Everything is about remembering to open up that chakra, because you're really making those inches between the head and the heart shorter, which allows you to, when opportunity comes knocking, you take it instead of a lot of us can overthink about things. So, and especially clearing out the last 7 years, 7 months, 7 days, 7 weeks, bringing in to pay attention that they're going to give you a lot of number 777s, and also they're showing me smudge, So pay attention to smelling the smell of smudge. Sage, if you don't know how what it smells like, go to any kind of health food store. They always have it as far as so you can smell to see what it smells like. And that sage is a sign that they're around. And also burning sage would be really good for you. And pay attention again. The sevens are that they're around. So all of a sudden you look at a license plate, call Harris Cab 777. That's it. They're letting you know that they're in and around you. They're working with you over the next 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months, 7 years, but they're not going to go away from there. They're very important. It's like angels that have been with you since you've been born, especially with the feminine energy, and especially she's here to help you use your voice. And so work with them, okay, Jay?
All right.
And because it's going to bring you independence more than you ever have in your life. So think of the 7th, remind us of July. July's independence, and it's more than 4th of July. It's independence for the male thought pattern and the females, that the world is a place that we can have deep disappointment if we go out there and say what we want, that the rug's going to get pulled out. And that's why I always go back to themes in the wounded child, because that's where we get the answers, okay?
All right.
Good job, Jay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work. Keep on looking for those 7s.
I will.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Jay. You can hear this on newsforthesoul.com later as well, which I forgot to tell Brenda. But I guess she knows because she's a repeat customer. So I thought he summed it up so perfectly. I was just holding back from giggling there when he said, oh, it's been an interesting year. A lot of people have, you know, sort of describe the energy shifts like that. And I just realized as he was saying that, I thought, wow, I've evolved actually from saying craptacular to interesting. So, you know, that was a huge shift for for me. So there we go. Yeah, but it's all good in the long run. Let's see, how are we doing here? We've got about 10 minutes up to the top of the hour. We can squeak in one or two more calls.
Yep.
And will I have time to give out the number? I'm going for it. Okay, toll free in the U.S., 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Direct line, 530-876-3222. And remember, if you don't get through, we're doing this next Monday night on News for the Soul. We'll have Carrie back. And I don't know, would you be open to doing a slightly longer show?
Absolutely.
Okay, maybe
absolutely.
What we can do at the top of the hour, just hang on the line and we'll chat about that just briefly so we can make plans. Because I think, you know, it's so hard not to have dialogue in between the calls
right.
At the beginning of the show to kind of check in, and I think it's, I've had a lot of feedback where people are helped with that just as much, you know, as the direct reading stuff. So
right.
So let's talk about that. I think we've got another call around. Hi, who's there?
Hi, this is Robin.
Hello, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from San Francisco.
San Francisco, you're a little bit faint, so just boom into the phone there. And,
okay.
And if you have a specific question for Carrie, now would be a good time.
Okay, my question is, I'm moving out of the corporate world and into healing, and I'm having some real challenges. I'm not having any trouble leaving the corporate world. I've worked through all that, and I'm ready to move on, but there seems to be something in the way, and I've been exploring it, but I was wondering if she might have some insight for me.
Okay, and I'm sorry, what's your first name again?
Robin.
Okay, Robin. The first thing I get drawn to is that I want you to think of this. Your first, second, and third chakra are under reconstruction. So think of, even symbolically, they have that new show out of the Bionic Woman. So think of, Robin, that you're under reconstruction, like the Bionic Woman. And think of the Bionic Woman working in first, second, third chakra. That's the work of a warrior. A lot of times when we're doing one chakra, it can be enough, working three at a time. That's a warrior position. So think of that, and it's fascinating, because when I was looking into your second chakra, I was drawn drawn to the right side, and I kept on seeing temples. I saw temples, and then it looked like the eye of a dollar bill. And so I would even have that around me because it's looking right up in the front. And so when I see it in the front, think about this, Robin, that we clear out the whole back 12 feet behind us. And so that means to me history. Think of it symbolically as like our Akashic records and our history, and that means past life, this incarnation, anything that has had us not holding that 1,000 watts, okay? And also you're very empathic, and part of you come as far as the old soul, so part of your energy, you do double duty because you help with the earth grids too, whether you're conscious of it or not. And so then when I see it laying in front of you, the way I see that as that you're about to make a major breakthrough. Imagine you used to be being in very active labor, right? You're not seeing the baby's head yet. There's something in September that this is a change in the corner of this September of 207 that is making you more in active labor. So if you looked on one side when the sheet's up and if somebody walks in the room, they say, what the heck's going on with that woman? She's huffing and puffing and nothing's happening. The baby's head's not out and they don't even know what's going on with the sheet. They'd be running out of the room, right? This is where they want you to say, no, you're about to turn the corner and make major breakthrough because you've cleared out so many stuff. Part of this has to do with some of these blocks are so ancient and so old. And when we are releasing ancient old, Nicole, you had a breakthrough like this. You released such ancient old, I don't know if you're aware of this, Robin, but Nicole was able to release such an ancient old block that she started playing the piano and she never, two hands, Chopin, and there's a strong connection with Chopin. There's a whole other show you can listen to on our archives, but I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing. When I see Nicole's face of your face, it's the same thing with you, Robin, that you're releasing and bringing forth the gifts of temple time, priestess time, and so what I see it as where it could feel such blocks to you, I see it as major breakthrough, especially keep on working with this, especially over the next 9 days, 9 minutes, 9 hours, and you're going to see it in the next 9 weeks as far as it in the 3D world, in the physical grounding world. But sometimes we could get that funky time where it feels like we can't see the evidence of it in the 3D world, which we want to. We all want that confirmation. That's part of the human side. There's nothing wrong with asking for confirmation. So you'll be seeing a lot of 999s and a lot of 111s and master numbers, 1111, 111s, because that's confirmation for you that you're holding that priestess energy. And also, again, on that right side, a lot of this has to do with past life, actually stepping into power thing, and you're releasing some old ancient fear of annihilation as far as going out there that I'm going to get burned to the stake and have my eyes poked out. So that's kind of, it could be a little residual stuff there, but you are releasing it. Hear me, releasing. So that is huge. And so over the next, again, 9 days, 9 weeks, 9 months, you're setting yourself up to a nine-year expansion, and you're going to be going out all your dreams. It's like you're able to be the bridger of the corporate world. You're able to have, it's like two lifetimes in one lifetime. And so this is where you're, it's at that what I call it. It's like you're turning the corner. And so if you were to turn around a building and you're not familiar with it, you don't know what's right behind you, but keep on going because you're about to step. You'll see it manifest, the stuff, and really get into the second chakra. Draw a lot of sideways eights over your second chakra, over, they're called infinity eights. Draw them, hook them up, really get into physically touching your second chakra. Go meditate, go into that temple in that second chakra. Go open, draw, get pulled in there, meditate, see what's in there. Go to the way back. I go to the back of that corner. It's in four corners. When I go in the back of it, we're doing a little bit of soul retrieval here. I see you at 4 years old in the corner and with your knees up, and part of you is like afraid to go out. And this has something to do with this past, this life also. And so go back to when you're 4 years old, because part of you is waiting, not necessarily to get rescued, but that four-year-old feels like she's abandoned off in the corner. So going in there, and we're bringing her out, having her have a voice now, and she feels, and I'm having her feel the earth right now, and she knows that it's safe and it's okay for her to come out, going back to themes of having to be annihilated by being who you are. So working with that, and really take that four-year-old tonight. Now you have her in your heart. Talk to her, nurture with her. She wants pretty fluffy things. She wants soft things. So really take the next 9 hours to her. Drink a lot of water. You're going to be detoxing with her. Don't be surprised if you really feel a lot of emotions, because you brought her in, that four-year-old. Soul retrieval, huge. She's also connected to the 19 and the 9-year-old. So So think of that. She is opening up the second chakra that's going to allow the energy to enter into the earth differently, and then again start pulling in the feeling that like you're getting over those blocks, okay?
Big rock.
Good job. Excuse me?
I'm sorry, did you say rock?
Locks.
Oh, okay.
Locks.
Thank you.
If you know, you're locked. You're locked. You think of your four-year-old felt locked in the back of the temple, which I could go on and on and on. But I just you're one of the people that I'd love to have do a full reading, because that four-year-old has a lot of different keys, and it has a whole different like residual energy from a very powerful past life that has to do with priestess energy. And I could, and there's a lot of energy invested with this. The biggest thing is that when we remember past lives are just in a different dimension, we are unlocking that even going into your four-year-old in this lifetime, as far as feeling like she's off in the corner. We're unlocking her, and I also see like ancient codes, so don't be surprised if you feel like all of a sudden I went through this whole downloading thing where I was woken up in the middle of the night and I was drawing all these hieroglyphics, and I don't see them anywhere in the world, but an astrologer explained to me some part of my astrological thing. I come from a certain part of the galactic center, so she said I would be seeing things that other people wouldn't have written down, but it was important for me to write them. I don't take them out a lot. I'll do them when I'm sending healing to people, but they're just part of my soul song. I'm sharing that with you because the same thing with you. That four-year-old is key to have you tap into that priestess energy that's really going to help you unlock the priestess part of you and feel unblocked, okay?
Thank you so much. I'll be in touch with you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Good job. 999. 9 days, 9 hours, 9 weeks. And we're not talking about it's going to take 9 years. We're talking about right now, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, very good.
Bye.
Oh, there you go. Thanks so much for calling in. And, another goggles and helmet moment there.
Yes, indeed.
It comes ripping through. My gosh, we're at the top of the hour. Wow. Okay, hang on the line, Carrie, and let's talk about what we can do as far as extending the show possibly for next week. But we will have Carrie O'Connor right here next Monday night. And if you miss any of the show or any of the shows ever, newsforthesoul.com. On that note, things are barreling ahead for our 10th year anniversary, including an entire relaunch with a sophisticated website that you will all love, I'm sure, other than the gargantuan, sometimes difficult to navigate existing newsforthesoul.com website. So know that the end is near and the new beginnings are going to be incredible. Speaking of which, we have a bunch of other shows that were not on the original schedule. This Sunday at 1:11 p.m. Pacific time on, well, next Sunday is 11:11. We're having a special angel reading show with Susan Mabity, who's back on the air with us. It's been a while since we've talked to her, and that's always a good time. So open lines there, and open lines tomorrow night. We're going to do a special live airing on newsforthesoul.com with EFT wizard Brad Yates, talk about clearing some blocks. We'll be doing it together live in that hour tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Pacific time. So if you're confused at this point of what the heck I'm talking about, go to newsforthesoul.com, and if you want to connect with Carrie afterwards, or right now, CarrieO'Connor.com. We'll see you guys tomorrow night and or next week. All the best, guys.
Good night.
Oh, my God, I don't have a flash. Hang on. I literally blew out my handset, the second one.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to find a flash button on this. Hang on. Stand by.